Thank you, and welcome to the July 8th, 2015 regular Mesa City Council meeting. We'd like to begin by excusing Councilmember Glover, who is out of town today. I'd like to invite everyone to please stand. We're going to be led in the invocation by Pastor Andrew Hilla with Apache Wells Community Church, after which Councilmember Kevin Thompson will lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance. Pastor.
Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your blessings today. And as before this day comes to a close, we pray that we have a couple more petitions to make. First of all, we'd like your blessing upon this meeting here tonight. We pray your blessing upon Mayor John Giles and these councilmen as they conduct the business of this great city that you have created, the city of Mesa, Arizona. And in that respect, we also ask a blessing upon the city. We ask a blessing upon public servants of this city, upon policemen, firemen, all the public servants, teachers, and especially students as they are now in their summer break. We pray that your hand of safety would be with them, that they would be protected in, as they play and as they swim, as they hike in these great desert areas. We pray, Father, that all things would be blessed by you today, and we just thank you for your presence with us tonight, and guide us, lead us, help us to make the right decisions and to serve you. We ask and pray in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Please join me in the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Pastor Hilla, and thank you, Councilmember Thompson. The next item on our agenda is to approve the consent agenda, and I'd invite Kevin Christopher forward to read the consent agenda.
Mayor and council members, these are the items on the consent agenda. All items listed with an asterisk will be considered as a group by the city council and will be enacted with one motion. There will be no separate discussion unless a council member or a citizen requests, in which event the item will be removed from the consent agenda and considered as a separate item. If a citizen wants an item removed, a blue card must be completed and given to the city clerk prior to the council's vote on the consent agenda. Item 2, approval of minutes of previous meetings as written. Item 3A, act on liquor license application for residents in Phoenix Mesa, 941 West Grove Avenue. Item 3B, act on liquor license application for Walmart Supercenter, 4505 East McKellops Road. Item 3C, act on liquor license application for Walmart Supercenter, 240 West Baseline Road. Item 3D, act on liquor license application for Walmart Supercenter, 1606 South Signal Butte Road. Item 3E, act on liquor license application for Mealy's Italian Bistro, 2050 West Guadalupe Road. Item 3F, act on liquor license application for Mod Pizza, 1804 South Signal Butte Road. Item 4A, act on one-year renewal of term contract for large print library books for the Library Services Department. Item 4B, act on one-year renewal of term contract for library media materials for the Library Services Department. Item 4C, act on one-year renewal of term contract for library books, spoken word, DVDs, and digital media for the Library Services Department. Item 4D, act on contract for Dobson Ranch Library Phase 3 improvements. Item 4E, act on dollar limit increase to the term contract for safety supplies from the materials and supply warehouse for various city departments. Item 4F, act on one-year renewal for the term contract for heavy-duty synthetic diesel oil for the Fleet Services Department. Item 4G, act on one-year renewal of term contract for concession services for the Mesa Arts Center. Item 4H, act on three-year term contract for single-phase pad-mounted transformers for the materials and supply warehouse for the Energy Resources Department. Item 4I, act on contract to purchase new public-use furniture for the Falcon Field Airport Terminal Building and Administration Building. This purchase is funded by the Falcon Field Enterprise Fund. Item 4J, act on dollar limit increase for the term contract for custodial services for the Facilities Maintenance Department. Item 4K, act on contract to purchase two replacement battery backup systems for the Energy Resources Department. This purchase is funded by the Utility Replacement Extension and Renewal Fund. Item 4L, act on contract to purchase one replacement fire command vehicle for the Fire and Medical Department. This purchase is funded by 2013 authorized public safety bonds. Item 4M, act on contract to purchase two-way digital radios and accessories for the Transportation Department. Item 4N, act on contract for Southern Avenue Improvements Project, Tempe Canal to Sycamore. Funding is available from the 2013 Street Bond Program, the 2014 Water Bond Program, and the 2014 Gas Bond Program. Additional funding for this project is being provided by the Salt River Project Municipal Aesthetics Program. Item 4O, act on three-year term contract for graffiti abatement services for the Transportation Department. Item 4P, act on contract to purchase Windows Server 2012 upgrade licenses, replacing Server version 2008 for the Information Technology Department. Item 5A, act on resolution approving and authorizing the city manager to enter into an airport improvement program grant agreement with the FAA for the realignment of portions of Taxiway A and construction of additional aircraft run-up area at Falcon Field Airport. The FAA is paying most of the cost. The city is responsible for the remainder and will seek to obtain a matching grant from ADOT. If obtained, the city will pay the remaining amount from the Falcon Field Airport Enterprise Fund. Item 5B, act on resolution approving and authorizing the city manager to enter into the Airport Development Reimbursable Grant Agreement with the State of Arizona for construction of blast pads for runway 4L22R at Falcon Field Airport. Most of the funding is from ADOT, and the remainder is match funded by the Falcon Field Airport Enterprise Fund. Item 5C, act on resolution approving and authorizing the city manager to enter into an amendment of license agreement and assignment, assumption and consent with the Arizona Museum of Natural History Guild Incorporated and the Arizona Museum of Natural History Foundation Incorporated related to the license agreement for the operation of the gift shop at the Arizona Museum of Natural History. Item 6A, act on resolution declaring modified terms and conditions for the sale of utilities filed with the city clerk to be a public record and providing for the availability of the documents for public use and inspection. Item 6B, introduction of ordinance modifying the terms and conditions for the sale of utilities. For property located outside the city limits, new water and wastewater services will not be provided except under certain specified circumstances, also amending the modification section and making additional clerical changes. Item 7A, act on ordinance repealing the existing personnel rules applicable to City of Mesa employees and adopting new personnel rules. Item 8A, act on ordinance regarding Z15-015, 2305 North Harris Drive, located north of McAlps Road and west of Gilbert Road, a rezone and site plan review to allow development of a single residence subdivision. Item 8B, act on resolution approving and authorizing the city manager to enter into a development agreement with Robert S. Holyoke and Jean C. Holyoke to facilitate the development of a single residence subdivision located at 2305 North Harris Drive. Item 9A, act on subdivision plat Encore at East Mark Parcel 9-4, located north and west of South Signal Butte and East Williams Field Roads. Item 9B, act on subdivision plat Encore at East Mark Parcel 9-5, located north and west of South Signal Butte and East Williams Field Roads. Item 9C, act on subdivision plat final plat Parcel D at PPGN, the 5300 to 5400 blocks of South Crismon Road, located south of Ray, west of Crismon Road. Item 9D, act on subdivision plat final plat Parcel E at PPGN, located south of Ray and west of Crismon Road. Item 9E, act on subdivision plat final plat Parcel F at PPGN, located south of Ray, west of Crismon Road. Item 9F, act on subdivision plat final plat Parcel G at PPGN, the 9700 block of East Cadence Parkway, located south of Ray, west of Crismon Road. Item 9G, act on subdivision plat final plat Parcel H at PPGN, the 9600 block of East Cadence Parkway, located south of Ray, west of Crismon Road. And item 9H, act on subdivision plat final plat Parcel I at PPGN, the 9500 to 9600 blocks of East Cadence Parkway, located south of Ray and west of Crismon Road. Mayor and council members, these are the items on the consent agenda.
Thank you, Kevin. I note that council member Vice Mayor Kavanaugh has already made the motion for approval, seconded by council member Luna. Please cast your vote. The voting is unanimous, with Councilmember Glover excused in favor of the consent agenda. The next item on our agenda is item 10A, to conduct a public hearing on the appeal of the Planning and Zoning Board's denial of the site plan review for zoning case Z15-012. I declare the public hearing open. Ms. Mickelson, do we have any citizens who wish to speak on this item?
No request, Mayor.
Thank you. Council, any comments on this item?
Yeah, we've worked extensively with the applicant as well as the neighbors and various interested parties, and I think we've come to a good compromise since that planning and zoning meeting. I want to thank the Planning and Zoning Board for the scrutiny they put under the project. As a council, we always have several other factors we need to consider, even at just outside of the zoning case, and I really appreciate the willingness of the folks at Riverview to work with us and to really bring a project that will be a benefit to that area, and I think it'll be very well patronized, and it'll be patronized safely, which was one of the biggest concerns, because we have a pretty impressive park across the street from there that will have a lot of your customers, future customers, hanging out there. So appreciate that.
Thank you. And council, any other comments? As I understand it, Ms. Spinner, we have the two options in front of us. One is a motion to go forward with the changes that have been suggested by the applicant, which are different than what the Planning and Zoning Board saw. Or the other option would be to vote on either agreeing with the appeal or turning it down. Is that
correct,
a fair characterization?
There are other options, but if council's comfortable with those two, we'd need a motion to either affirm the denial from the Planning and Zoning Board or a motion to approve the modified site plan with the conditions.
Okay. And we do that after the public hearing, right?
Oh, I'm sorry.
We have to close the public hearing.
Thank you. We're
first.
Still on the public hearing comment. Okay. Well, I declare seeing no other council comments, and I declare the public hearing closed. Now we will consider item 10B to take action on the appeal of the Planning and Zoning Board's denial of the site plan review of zoning case Z15-12.
So I'd like to move that we approve. It's found in the legislative agenda as resolution 2 with attachments approving applicant's modified site plan. And the agenda, it's the one that's listed as a resolution approving a revised site plan for approval.
Thank you. There's been a motion. Is there a second? It's been seconded by Vice Mayor Kavanaugh. Thank you. Council, any comments on this?
Mr. Quick comment. Thank you, Mayor. What I love about this is this is exactly how the system is supposed to work. We have at the planning and zoning level a streamlined way to look at site plans, and if everything works well, to get it done quickly. But there's also an appeals process built in, and that was how it was designed. And you can see the great, this has been able to be adjusted and repaired and gotten to a point where everybody can support it, which I'm going to support. And so it's a great system, and it's one of those streamlined systems in the city of Mesa, gets it done quickly. And so I'm just affirming or adding my congratulations to the way the system works, and looking forward to voting in the affirmative for this. Thanks.
Thank you. Any other comments from the council? My comments would be, I think, very similar to Mr. Richens and Mr. Finter. I appreciate the good work of the Planning and Zoning Board. This case is much better as a result of the scrutiny that they offered and the critique. And a lot of the criticisms from staff and from Planning and Zoning were incorporated into the finished product here. It's probably also good to note that the Design Review Board also took a look at this project, and they did approve it unanimously. So I think this what we've got is a good project, and we appreciate the applicant working with the city and the staff to address the concerns that were raised earlier.
One last comment.
Yes, Mr. Richens.
So some people may wonder why this project gets a little bit extra level of scrutiny, and it's because our community went through quite a vote in 2005 to get this project built. It has some incentives that are associated with it, and so we expect a little bit more out of Riverview than we might a normal center. Particularly, one of the things that I would be remiss if I did not mention is that the applicant has committed to reviewing the landscape in the entire site and really stepping up their game and from that as well. It's not part of this particular case, but I appreciated their willingness to really take a step back and look at the site from a holistic level and how it's landscaped. And that's been probably the primary complaint that I've heard from the community as this has unfolded. But I'm also excited that we should be seeing some pretty exciting developments come into Riverview in the near future. So I won't steal the thunder from the applicant, but looking forward to some exciting announcements in the near future.
Great.
Thanks.
Thank you. All right. It's been moved by Mr. Richens and seconded by Vice Mayor Kavanaugh. Please cast your vote. The vote is unanimous with Councilmember Glover excused and absent. Congratulations and welcome to Mesa. I know this is not your first store here, so welcome again to Mesa. The next item on our agenda is items from citizens present. Ms. Mickelson, I know we have one card. Is that the only one that we have?
Correct.
Thank you. I'd invite Mr. Johnny Martin to come forward. Mr. Martin, if you could please, again, for the record, state your name and your address, and then you will have 3 minutes to speak. Welcome.
Thank you very much. My name is Johnny Martin. My address is 5250 East Hobart Street here in Mesa. I am also a senior at ASU studying religion, public life, and conflict. I'm really excited to be here today. I work with a number of community groups, including Arizona Faith Network, Arizona Interfaith Movement, as well as the One Community Coalition here in Mesa. I want to speak about something that I think is very important, and I know we've been working on this for a while now, and we've probably had a lot of people in our groups communicate with the city council and the mayor as well. We think that it's crucially important that Mesa pass a citywide non-discrimination ordinance. The reason this is so important, first of all, it's the right thing to do. You know, we want Mesa to be a city that is a safe place for all people to feel welcome and to feel like they're included as part of the community. That's really essential for any city to, you know, have a flourishing community that feels safe and where everybody feels like they're part of their town. And I'm really proud to live here, and it would be really disappointing to see us fail to live up to this sort of basic ideal, this basic value that's, you know, part of American society. Also, because it's economically smart, for one thing, we just want to make sure that, you know, people can go to different businesses and, you know, feel comfortable knowing that their transaction is going to be completed without some being stopped for some reason because of an aspect of their identity. You know, that's just kind of concerning to think that somebody could be stopped from going about their daily life because someone doesn't like their race or their gender identity or sexual orientation or their religion or their socioeconomic status. People should be safe regardless of what type of identity they have. And, you know, we're also aware that there was recently a nationwide bank that was considering moving a large corporate headquarters here to Mesa, and they actually decided not to do it here in Mesa. I believe they chose Tempe instead, specifically because of the lack of protections that we have in our city. And they very expressly said that as well, that was the reason. So that's a lot of jobs that we're now not going to have for our, you know, our citizens here in Mesa. We'd like to make it a more opening, you know, a more open and welcoming place, I think, for all people. And I know a lot of you support this too, so I just really want to encourage us to put this on the agenda for the next meeting. And, you know, let's put it to a vote. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Martin. That concludes our agenda, but I do need to note another item of significance. Today is the last city council meeting for our city attorney, Debbie Spinner. I don't know a lot about a lot of things, but I do know a good attorney when I see one. That's my profession, and it's been, I can speak with some authority and tell the community that we've been very privileged to have Debbie Spinner as our city attorney in Mesa since 2001. I have worked with her very closely the last 10 months or so since coming back to the city council, and I got to tell you that she has been the model of professionalism. I don't think we really could have had a better city attorney. So. This is a big job. The city of Mesa is a big city. There's a lot of complicated issues related to this city. And so Debbie has a large law firm that she manages, but she's a player coach. We're not so large that we have the luxury of Debbie just sitting at the top of the throne and being an administrator. She's been a very hands-on attorney, and her advice to me as the mayor has been critical, and I've relied heavy on it. And so on a personal level, Debbie, I just want to thank you for the great service that you've provided our city. Mr. Cavanaugh.
Thank you. I was privileged to be part of the group that hired Debbie. And she competed against a very large group of very qualified attorneys. And she interviewed well, and she had a good vision on where the office should go. And she's delivered on that vision consistently in a very professional way. And I think has handled difficult situations with a lot of tact and diplomacy. and even dealing with difficult council members that sometimes didn't want to listen. But she always did it in a great way. And I'm also, of course, proud to claim her because she's a resident of District 3. And I appreciate that. A very noteworthy resident of that district. Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Thompson.
You know, one of the things that I would like to say is that, you know, I've only known you for about 6 months now, a little over 6 months, and thank you so much for keeping me out of trouble, which is, you know, it's that's a task in of itself, especially when you have all the characters that you have up here, you know, as we work through our daily tasks. It's been a pleasure working with you for this last 6 months, and hopefully we'll see you around, you know, whether it's at the Flow Rider events or wherever we can. So thank you, Debbie.
Thank you. Mr. Luna.
Debbie, I just want to thank you for keeping me out of trouble. I have to echo my colleague over here. You know, I always went to you if I wasn't sure of an issue or where I should go in direction, and I know that I could always count on you. You gave me the right advice, and I really, truly, truly appreciate you. I've actually known you for a long time. I met you in another situation, a good one. It had nothing to do with the city of Mesa, but I appreciate for the past almost 2 years here, your leadership, your credibility, and most of all, your kindness. So thank you so much.
At the risk of embarrassing you, Debbie, I'm going to invite you to come to the microphone, to the podium, so that we can present you with a proclamation. I want you to know, I don't know if you realized it, but today is Debbie Spinner Day. Yeah, we should have told you this morning because you probably would have gotten like a free coffee or something had you carry this around with you. So hopefully you can still get some mileage out of this.
Well, you know, I'll tell my kids and they'll have to, you know, at least for the rest of the night, they'll have to wait on me.
Okay, great. Well, I don't know. Would you like an opportunity to share some thoughts on...
I would, Mayor, if it's okay.
You.
I would like to thank all of the council. And, you know, listening to you, it sounds like it was a challenge to keep you all out of trouble. But you have all, I mean, you are an extremely easy council, and I've enjoyed working with all of you. And all of the council members that I've worked with through the 13 years have been amazingly supportive. And I've really, truly enjoyed my position here. It's both challenging, but probably the most rewarding position I could have held. I've had the opportunities to work on projects that I never would have had if I worked in any other city or any other law firm. Probably legally the most challenging, which has been the most fun. I've enjoyed every project I've worked on. Well, okay, most of the projects I've worked on. And as well with Chris and the city manager's office and the city clerk, Deanne, and Jennifer Ruttman, the city auditor, you guys have an awesome team that are supporting you. All of the city employees work very hard to do, you know, implement your vision and to do what's best for the community. And if I might also take a minute for my team, the city attorney's office, you have a great city attorney's office. The attorneys and the staff there are truly amazing. They work very hard. I am very proud to have worked with each one of them, and we have a really good time in the office, but we work very hard. So I can't tell you how thankful I am for all that you've done for me and all that the city of Mesa has done for me. And if I might also say, my husband Ken and my kids Chris, Susan, and Kelly are here. My son Kevin's in Baltimore, but they've been very supportive of me as well. So thank you very much, and I'm proud to live in District 3 and the city of Mesa, and proud of everything you guys do. Wish you the best. Thank you.
Thank you. Now, the pot is from the Mesa Arts Center, so don't throw that away. So, we'll take a
see over it.
Yeah.
We appreciate you for everything. Thank you.
Well, that concludes our meeting. Council, I would entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved. Second.
Seconded. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Thank you. We are adjourned.